So, here's Stella, the proud manageress of an unchanging chocolate shop in a changing world.
I don't think you'll be disappointed, madam. Not at all. Thank you.
Mr. Montague, the proprietor, said only the other day, Mrs. Cohen, what you don't know about confectionery isn't worth knowing. I'm not boasting, it's a fact. I've been here over 10 years, and I've only had one day off for my friend Faye's funeral. Everybody else got buried on a Sunday. But I came here just after my husband died. In those days, we were the only shop that sold handmade Belgian chocolates. It was quite a novelty. They used to queue round the block. I'm here at 9 every morning. I've got a tidy journey. I've got to go from north to west. I don't leave till gone 6. We're open 6 days a week. He doesn't believe in half-day closing. I'm on my feet the whole time. It's hard work, but I enjoy it. I don't say we're as busy as we used to be, but we're in a very good position. This parade's always been in a premier sight. 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, this place was a little gold mine. Still, it's a lovely shop. Immaculate. He's having the front repainted after Easter in Sherwood Green.
Sharon, dear, I'll do it myself when I've got a moment. Just leave the little chick suspended on the string and go to lunch. Take the full hour.
Nice girl. Bit slow. I've taken her under my wing. Mother ran off with a character actor when she was 4, and her father's been to umpteen encounter groups. We're doing a new window display with an Easter motif. Little chicks suspended in midair with an assortment of eggs on a straw background. It's a tricky little job. She'll never get the hang of it. Well, this type of work isn't as easy as it seems, not by any stretch of the imagination. Mr. Montague said, Mrs. Cohen, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you. I'm not boasting, it's a fact. For instance, if a customer walks in and asks for a quarter of Belgian chocolates, first, I have to find out whether it's for them or a present. And if it's a present, is it for a lady or a gentleman? What age they are? What sort of occasion is it? And it's all got to be done with the utmost tact. That's where I come into my own. You can't start bombarding them with questions. Ladies, on the whole, prefer the soft centres and the white chocolates, while the men prefer the hard centres. It isn't inspired guesswork. It's a fact. The younger crowd like the nutty centres, but if it's for a golden wedding, I steer well clear of the nuts. And then there's the gift wrapping. That's an art form in itself. A good presentation is half the battle. I've got 27 ribbons to suit every occasion. You won't believe this, but I'm well past retiring age. But as Mr. Montague said, where would I find another one like you? When I came 10 years ago, I thought I'd stay 6 months at the most. But now they couldn't run the place without me. I bring people in. Oh, there's a beautifully spoken fellow. Comes in every Friday for a half a pound of boxed Belgian assorted, regular as clockwork, for nearly 10 years. One Friday, I said, by way of conversation, your wife's got a sweet tooth. He said, they're not for my wife, they're for my friend Richard. I had to play it down. These came in yesterday. They're lime fondue. Oh, not bad. My friend Rose's 70th birthday next week. She always likes to make out she's the same age as me and Steffi, but I know different. She hasn't had an easy life. She lost her husband and daughter in a plane crash, so we're giving her a surprise party. Well, I say a party, but it'll only be Rose and me and Steffi. None of the others are left. Faye passed away over a year ago. Doreen's in a home. Hetty went to join her children in Canada. I'm not talking to Iris. When we were all alive, and our husbands were here, we were quite a lively crowd. Now there's just the three of us. And Rose doesn't talk to Iris either. I've got no children. I've got the one niece, Patricia. Unfortunately, she's a bit backward. Well, they had to put her in a room on her own at work. She was driving the other girls mad. I promised my sister Lily that I'd look after her. She was a very plain baby. She hasn't improved at all. My sister Lily was a beautiful woman. Her husband Ralph was a good-looking man. When my sister Lily walked into a room, people stopped midstream. She was breathtaking. Nobody could work out how Lily and Ralph had such a plain baby. Lily dressed her beautifully, and they bought her a continental pram. It was the talk of the neighbourhood. People were dying to see Lily and Ralph's baby, and they'd peep at her while she was still asleep in the pram, and they'd look up and say, "Oh, Lily, it's a lovely pram." I'll give you an example of how daft she can be. Unfortunately, she got mugged a little while ago outside the newsagents. She wasn't hurt, just a bit shaken up. They'd taken her purse with all her credit cards and about £60 in cash. Then she rings me up. "Auntie, I've got good news. They found the paying-in book." Stephanie never married. She was asked, but nobody was good enough. Well, that's Stephanie for you. We're giving this figurine to Rose. When she's eaten the chocolates, it'll make a lovely ornament. It's the sort of thing Rose goes in for. I got the shepherd from the china shop across the road. It's a limited edition. Not the sort of thing we'd normally have in stock. I said to Stephanie, "Whatever you do, don't let on I told you how old Rose is. According to her, she's only 63. Well, she hasn't had an easy life, so let her be 63. We finished the Easter motif. It took days, but Sharon's finally getting the hang of it. Sharon, dear, you can take a tea break. Take the full 10 minutes. I'm more concerned for her than I am for myself. Where's she going to get another job? I'm making a big mistake. This business was nothing before I was here. Mr. Montague said they made him an offer he couldn't refuse, and that was that. Mrs. Cohen, he says, I know it must have come as a bit of a shock, but you must have been thinking about retirement. Well, to tell you the truth, I hadn't given it a thought. Wait till I tell Rose. She said I was married to the place. The new people are changing the style of the shop. It's going to be a sort of gift boutique. They're just keeping a small selection of chocolate. Naturally, they've got their own manageress and staff. They had the nerve to ask me if I wanted a Saturday job. I said, no, thank you very much. It won't be the sort of place I'm used to working in. They gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. And Sharon and me are out in the cold. Still, I'll be able to spend more time with Rose and Stephanie. Mind you, they can depress you. Stephanie's never got a good word for anybody, and you daren't ask Rose how she is. The doctor said she's got brittle bones. I think I'll travel. That's what I'll do. My husband would never go further than Westcliff. I've always wanted to go to Rome. You see how long it takes her to mark up a dozen bunnies? I'm more concerned with her than I am for myself. Not everyone's got my patience. I've had to deal with my niece for all those years. Sharon's father will be beside himself when he finds out. He's not a well man. I haven't told the suppliers yet. What I'll miss most is all the people. Well, you know how it is. They'll be so upset in the china shop when I tell them. And that nice greengrocer's on the corner. If I never see them in that Yugoslavian baker's again, I won't die. We've got a wine bar and a Japanese restaurant. I went there once, but it didn't agree with me. When I get home, I'll organise some outings with Rose and Stephanie. Shame none of us drive. Pity Faye's not here. She was such a good organiser. I miss her. Mrs. Cohen, they broke the mould when they made you. That's what he said only 3 weeks ago. And they make him an offer he couldn't refuse, and he sells up. Never mind the fact that I'd been here for over 10 years. Somewhere for lunch. Anywhere you like, as long as it's not that Japanese place. You've been working here all these months, and we've hardly said two words to each other.